Blog Talk Radio.
Seem like we're having dead silence here. That's not a good thing. Morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, this is your Saturday morning entertainment show. I'll be your host, Ivor Henry, and I will be here until high noon, 12 o'clock, in our neck of the woods. Hopefully you're hearing me loud and clear out there. Trying to press on me, but didn't come through. Don't know why. Not me. Just try to see what's happening. Let's see. Glenn, are you with me? Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm here with you.
Okay, very good. Trying to play something there in the background, but it didn't seem as if it was being... It's not audible. It's playing on my... So I'll see why that is. Okay, maybe this is happening, take that out. Well, folks, of course, today being the 25th of March, and indeed it's going to be another Saturday of fun and frolic, and of course, as we would have written up here, every day that we make, that we wake up and see the sun, appreciate its heat and enjoy its warmth. We hear the birds. Connect with the loved ones, family, friends, and neighbors. It is a day to celebrate, even if it's not a day that goes as well as you would like. And that is what we try to do here every Saturday morning. This show is brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices, and of course, I'll be your host for the day, and I'll be alongside Liam Francis, Samuel Mills. Oh, we have Dennis Heath already with us over there in his PJs. Over in Southern California, Donna B with us also, and Marquise. Expect to hear from Lynette over there in St. Kitts. Of course, Cardinal, the main man, will be coming in with his commentary, hailing up his many fans, the special fans. And folks, of course, you know what we do here on a Saturday. The first hour, we have our interview, and we have an echo here. We have a prayer to start the proceedings. Of course, we never started all that. At 10 o'clock, we have sports. Then we have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that's going to be compliment Mr. Audrey Watson. That's my Ruby son. 10:45, we are going to be having the Antigua Care with Dawn and Debbie. They will be in at 10:45. And of course, we ask you to join 563-999-3693. You push the one, and I'm sure you'll become audible. But before we say anything, let's open with prayer. We're going to summon Liam this morning to do that. And then we'll have everyone say their highs and their hellos. So, Liam, it's all up to yourself.
Yes, and good morning to all the wonderful listeners around the world. Thank you for the opportunity, Ivor. And we just want to give God thanks for his ability to allow us to have another show. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for this wonderful day you have made. We pray you'll just enable all around the world to have such a pleasant opportunity to enjoy your wisdom, your knowledge, your everything that you have given us. We pray especially for Ivan, all the members of the panel who will be doing the show this morning. We just hope, Lord, that you let it go on without any interruptions whatsoever. We pray for the ones who have gone before us, Lord, namely my dear wife who has just enjoyed 10 months of her everlasting living. And of course, we know Dennis, our dear brother Dennis, he's also mourning the loss of his dear mother, and of course, Audley as well. We pray for others who are struggling with ill health, namely Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter, Lisa. Gabriel, my sister, my dear wife, I mentioned, she has passed this life some 10 months ago. And Connie Whitley, Oliver Solomon, Murchis, and Bobsy Nisbet, Ellie Matt, Elkomita Willett, Ralston Otto Willis, and Mona Daniel, Isilma Cornelius, and Dennis Kelman, Everett Carter, Julian Francis, and Telbert Francis, two of the brothers of mine. Father, and all the others who have not made their concerns known, Lord, we pray for them. Pray for this country as it goes through some turmoil. Of course, the other countries were suffering and struggling with ill health and national disasters, Lord. We pray for everything that you can put your hands to, Lord. We just touch the bodies, touch the healing nations, and let this show be one to remember. Trust, Lord, all will go well. In your blessed name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for that, Ian. We start proceeding here with prayers every which of the way on a Saturday morning. Well, in my neck of the wood, it is raining. It's raining cats and dogs, but it's been raining for the past 2 hours. Rain is going to be with us for a while. So, needless to say, we are under cloudy skies. Sun has not peaked his way from beyond the clouds at this time, but hopefully we'll warm up some. But in terms of temperature, we are up in the 50s, so we can't complain. We're not going to complain today at all. Got up to 57 this morning, and hopefully stay that way. Last week this time, we were getting up to 27.
27.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we call it here. Yeah. We have bipolar weather.
Yes, so indeed.
The Donna on here with us, let's see what's happening in her neck of the woods. Good morning, Donna B.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's kind of cloudy here in New York. Not too bad. Our temperature is like 44 degrees this morning. So we hope to warm up as it goes on. The highest will be today is about 49. So, looking forward to the day and the show. Good morning to Leon. Good morning to Murphy or anybody else who would be on the show at this time.
Yes. We have Dennis here. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Ivan. Good morning, Leon. And good morning to all the fans, friends, and family out there, especially mine in Nevis and all around the world. Hope you all would have a splendid Saturday, a productive Saturday, and an enjoyable Saturday. So, how are you, Ira?
I'm doing good. Donald says she's not too bad, but I'm just doing one bad.
Okay. That's cool. And how are you, Ian?
Hopefully, Donna, if she's not doing too bad, I hope she's not doing too bad. Oh, go on, Ian.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, Murchis and Donna. Wonderful. 72 degrees in my neck of the woods, so that even makes it better. And I hope you guys are having good weather as well. It's really, really wonderful. Overcast, but it's good. Good for walking.
Okay. Go on and stretch the legs.
Okay, well, we're going to check in with Dennis early this morning. Let's see if he has on some short PJs or he's going to have some long PJs with socks on as well. Because, Lane, you have just rubbed it in. 75 degrees, you rubbed it in some way. Maybe you have rubbed some people the wrong way. And now Dennis is going to really make it even worse. He's going to be in bed in his PJs. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning to you, Ivar. Good morning to the rest of my friends and colleagues there in the studios and wherever they are, and hello to the fans. Yes, as you quite rightly called it, I'm still in bed in the PJs with socks and all, and it's too early to tell what the weather's like out there because it's still darkness and temperature about 49 degrees. So I'm still wrapped up and trying to catch a couple more Z's in the process before we get things heated up too much. I'm back to you.
Okay. Yes, well, respect that. So that's an ouch there for Mertris and Donna over there. Yes.
Good and still warm. Even though you're going to be hotter than us.
Yes. Yeah, folks, well, kind of in the back. We'll check in with him a little later. But I want to say good morning. Linda already checked in over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. I want to say good morning. And, of course, happy birthday to her. She said she's taking the whole month. But she said the shine is off the ball. Last week was really hectic for her. Now she's going to coast away for the rest of the days of the month. Already there. Could you imagine that? We were just saying Happy New Year just the other day. Okay, well, I played a song earlier and nothing came through, but let me try, see if I can try this one again.
Praise the Most, praise the Most High God every day with your whole heart and mind. Lift your mind, lift your mind. Holy, 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 moon, Zion, holy, holy.
Follow me, and in your host for evermore, my dwelling place must be. I'm old, oh, I'm restored again. Need to walk those days. We feel the common right to snatch even for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the dark gate, yet need I bear no ill, no ill. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they surely comfort me. My labor, O humbleness, in the presence of my foes. My hand, O humbleness, with oil, my cup is
come to your mother's house, you just start to eat. I had one answer for him. I say, boy, I don't pray when my mother cook, because my mother is a good cook.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to poison me. Nah. So,
okay.
You have to understand, that's how the cookie crumbles. You know what I mean?
Okay, then.
I think you're laughing at me. You know? I need to quit and stop. Because
no, I'm laughing with you. You're giving me jokes, so I'm laughing.
No. You see, this is an entertainment show. How do you get to jokes now?
You're entertaining me, so I'm laughing with you.
I didn't tickle you. How did you laugh? That's not true. That's
you don't have
me.
To tickle me.
I'm going to get Irma
you
over
don't this. Tickle to laugh. Be tickled to get to laugh.
Okay. But we have one good thing happening over there in, I should ask Dennis if it's in his neck of the woods, because in California, the city of San Francisco, they have already begun the layout of a plan for reparation for black people. The recommendation for the plan includes $5 million payout to eligible black adults. I don't know what they mean by eligible black. If you're black, you're black. But anyway, it's a start. They're going to have the elimination of personal debt, $97,000 income for 250 years. Yes, indeed. I don't know if Dennis, if you would have heard about that. And hear this one. This is the best one of them all. Home in San Francisco for each family. That would be going at a cost of only $1. Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, they've already begun the layout plan. So, did you know about that, Dennis?
I have read something about it, but I don't think that the details had been laid out the last time I saw the information. So it was still a work in progress. I will see if I can locate any additional information later.
Okay, yes. We can have a little talk about that a little later. We just hope that you, Canada, the UK, and all of the USA, let's hope that they'll follow in that reparation plan. That would be a good thing. I don't know how can they repay, but at least it's going to be a relief and going to be comfort if this thing comes to fruition. So that's all part of the entertainment. We can have a wrap on that a little later in the last hour. That's from 11 until 12. By the way, guys, West Indies are up to play cricket today. That's the first T20, but the match is been delayed by rain, so that's to go back and shut your eyes now. Dennis, I know you're up doing double duty right here and waiting for the cricket as well, but it's rained out. Not rained out. It's delayed by rain, I beg your pardon. So we're going to bring you up to speed as the show goes on. Okay, let's get something else cracking here. And folks can feel free to join in with anything, even in the inspirational hour, anything to inspire us. After all, it's still the entertainment show.
Come on, let's put our hands together, and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place have served Jesus exclusively, give him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon. Hallelujah.
if you got to pull up. They say when it's hot, you must take it from the top. When it's sweet, you've got to repeat. And when it's nice, you've got to play twice. We couldn't even get it to the end before we begin again.
My heart.
one day at a time. That's Carlene Davis. Two in a row. And what can we say? We just want to give the Lord thanks every day. Because how wonderful it is, Father God, for us to be waking out of our sleep and darkness. You want to enjoy all of your blessings, miracles, and mercies of another day. We want to thank you for being such an awesome, loving, and compassionate Father to us. We are very grateful for another privilege and pleasure just to talk to you. Oh God, He's just an awesome God, just an awesome God. We want to thank you for being with us during the past days and allowing us to see the last days of this week. At least today is the very last day of the week. We know it to be 7 days a week. 7 days of the week. Yes. You know, Father God, you deserve all the honor, the glory, the worship, the mighty God. We know your coming will be hastened. Not from our doing, but that is your plan. So at least we're going to ask not to be caught off guard. We have to be prepared. Yep, so, well, Father, I want you to take us through this day, somewhere on the cloudy skies, somewhere in PJs. But for whatever it is, we're here on this Saturday morning entertainment show, and we are covered by your blood. That's exactly what's happening.
Oh,
everybody goes through something at some time, but always remember the Great One is there. He will never, ever, ever turn his back on us. Well, while he's riding out the storm, let's see what Bob Marley has to say about riding. Ride, not to ride. Mom, for the Bob, what do you have to tell us today?
For the God on the mountain trials and temptations, that's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the we're going to be ending our inspirational portion this morning. I truly hope you would have enjoyed what you would have heard, the selection played and the prayers and the greetings. So with that, we are going to be heading over to sports in just about 2 minutes or so. We have David standing by, and of course we urge you to be a part of it also. 563-999-3693. Just a heads up, South Africa versus West Indies, that match is still delayed. Wet field. It is wet. No one wants to back in a wet cricket mattress.
For 10 long years, we ruled the cricket world. Now the rules seem coming to an end. But down here, just a pink in the armor is enough, enough to lose a friend. Some of the old generals have retired and gone, and the run don't come as it did before. But when the two say so, don't you know the desert is gone? We've lost the battle, but
Crystal Palace, 12th spot. They are They play 28 matches. They are 27 points. Wolves is number 13. They play 28 matches. They are 27 points. 14 spot is Leeds, 27 matches, 26 points. Everton is at 15, 28 matches, 26 points. Nottingham Forest, who holds the number 16 spot, played 27 matches, and they're on 26 points. Come Leeds at 17, 27 matches, 25 points. West Ham, number 18, they play 26 matches, they have 24 points. 19 is Bournemouth, 27 matches, 24 points. And all in the 28th spot is Southampton. They play some 28 matches. They have 23 points. So that's a Premier League table there, however. We now turn our attention to the college, what they call it, the March Madness. And it's really was a madness last night for the two number one team to fall, which is Alabama and Houston. So the scores from last night game is San Diego 71, Houston 64, Miami, which is number five seed, just along with San Diego. They beat Houston 89-75. Carrington. Carrington, 86. Princeton, 75. Texas beat Xavier 83-71. In today's match at 6 p.m., it's Florida Atlantic versus Kansas State and UConn versus Georgia. Tomorrow you'll have Creighton versus San Diego at 2:20, and number 5, UM, we play Texas 5:05. So that's what's happening there in college basketball. In the NBA last night, the Celtics defeat the Pacers 120-95. Wizards defeated the Spurs 136-124. Raptors defeated the Pistons 118-97. And the Grizzlies maul the Rockets 151-114. Hornets defeated Mavericks 117-109. And there's another trashing where the Bucks trash the Jazz 144-116. Warriors defeated 76ers 120-112. Bulls beat Trailblazers 124-96. The Kings defeated the Spurs 135-127. And the Lakers defeated the Thunder 116-111. So that's what's happening there, Ivor. I will know. Move to cricket, which I'll start with the West Indies 4-day game that is presently taking place. You have the Leeward Islands versus Windward Islands, and it seems to be a run fest game. Leeward batting first, making 382 for 9 to clear with Kofi James getting 107. Kay Gore did in 93, 75 to Kieran Powell, and 45 to Jeremiah Lewis. So bowling for Windward, you have three wickets to Sherman Lewis, and two wickets each to Max Sween, 2 for 68, and Denbar getting 2 for 103. When Winwood's batted, they made 353 with two guys getting a century. Okay, Hodge get 137, and Anthony is getting 128, bowling for Leeward. Two bowlers picked up 4 wickets each. Jay Lewis getting 446. Raheem Connor getting 4 for 109. So he too make a century in that. But in a second time, Leeward are really 99 for 5 with and M. Arch getting 45. So that match is in day 3. I believe they're in day 3 with Free Sween getting. He got 2 for 26. Now the Jamaica versus Guyana game, that is in an interesting phase because Jamaica is facing a mammoth total there in that match. They're facing, and I think some 400 and something runs in their second innings to win that game. And the scores coming out of there is Guyana 278, with Leon Johnson getting 150. Imlash getting 46. 36 to K. Anderson. Bowling for Jamaica, you have M. Mindley getting 3 for 34 and 2 wickets each to O'Shea and D. Green. 2 for 43 for Green and 2 for 62 for Shield. Batting Jamaica was Fiddler out for 150. Delvar Green getting 42. And Smith getting 5 for 39 on some 7.5 overs. And 3 wickets to Tommy Pamal, 3 for 22. And Beaton getting 2 for 22. When Guyana batted the second time, they made 294 for 70 clear with P. Imlach. Imlach getting 136 not out, 89 for Tangerine Sandepaul. He got 89 in that inning. Bowling for Jamaica, mainly getting 6 for 54. When Jamaica batted the second time, they said they're chasing a mama total. So 458 runs to win that game. They won 71 for 1 with Gelzin, 81 not out, and Blackwood, 66 not out. So that's what's happening there in that match. You know, so we have the one more match that was played in the 4-day game also. Trinidad versus Barbados. Trinidad versus Barbados. Trinidad batted first, made a 203-55 going to Jason Mohammed and 46 for the Tian Webster. So the main contributor there. Bowling for Barbados is Holder. This is C. Holder hitting 5 for 71 and 3 for 31 for McAllister, J. McAllister. Then Barbados batted, they made 271 with 92 going to Zachary McCaskey and 53 to Primus. Bowling for PNT. We have Imran Khan getting 4 for 85 and 3 for 19. 3 for 80 goes to Anderson Phillips. When Trinidad batted the second time, they made 185 all out. Four wickets for Holder again, 4 for 63. Akeem Jordan getting 3 for 35 and 2 for 4 for Primus. Barbados in the second innings made 118 to win. 52 for 2. Yeah. So both of it went to Brian Charles. So that's what's happening in local cricket, the Ivor. We had the West Indies game final is on the way. And third South Africa batting 38 for 2. Last night there was also Zimbabwe. Sri Lanka played New Zealand. I fell asleep there in the second innings and I was saying that 274 was not enough, but it was more than enough for New Zealand to demolish Sri Lanka for a paltry 76. I could not believe this when I got up and looked at the score. New Zealand 274. With Ravindra getting 49. This gentleman came to bat down at the bottom, but top scorer was Finn Allen with 51. I said this gentleman came to bat when I think they lost some 5 wickets at the time. He got 49. Ravindra and 46. 7 goes to Darren Mitchell, and those were the main contributors. They're 39 to Glenn Phillips. And this gentleman, 49, came from some 52 ball, 4-4 and 6, 274, bowling for Sri Lanka. Karanchi. He got Chamika, I would say. He got 4 for 43. The 2 wickets each going to Ajita, 2 for 38 and 2 for 46 for Kumara. When Sri Lanka batted, as I said, they were demolished. I'm dumbfounded for words because I thought there would have been a better showing here. A poultry 76 they were bowled out for with top score being 18 in there. The bowling for the gentleman making his debut, Henry Shipley, getting 5 for 31 from some 7 overs. There's 2 wickets each to Daryl Mitchell, 2 for 12, and Blair Tickner getting 2 for 20. So that's what's happening. That game, the Ivor. And there was another game of interest to me, Ivor. Pakistan versus Afghanistan. And when I looked at the score, Ira, yesterday, I had to wipe my eyes a couple of times, but I think these teams are taking some of these teams lightly by sending some inferior team down there. England did it. They went to Bangladesh and they got clean sweat. They got whitewashed down there. And I see Pakistan is doing the same thing and getting cleaned out by Afghanistan. Pakistan made 92 for 9 in the allotted 20 over. Afghanistan 98 for 4. So, Ivor, you can't take any of these teams lightly and say you're going to send an inferior team down there and you must win those games. It's not happening. They're getting cleaned out down there. South Africa is now 41 for 3 from 3.6 over. They're playing 11 over game night down there. So for local cricket, Ivor, last week was the final of the South Florida Premier League tournament. As I said, I don't think it's a league because they have not come together and solidified those two leagues. But this is the Palm Beach Hurricanes versus ECC Ignite. ECC Ignite made 187. This is the Division 1. They have 187. For 4 in their allotted 30 over. With 74 going to Ricky Nair and 64 going to Zachary Sattar. They are two youngsters that I played in the U.S. tournament on the 19 and at the senior level for the Southeast region, coming up trumps here by getting 64 and 74. Elvis Watson getting 26. Bowling for the Hurricanes, Adam Sanford, former West Indies cricketer, Adam Sanford getting 3 and 19 from some six overs. When Palm Beach Hurricane batted, they could only manage 177 for 8 in their last 30 overs. So they end up getting defeated again, second year in a running. In this, these two teams have played in last year championships, and they played again this year, and they got beat again. So Shamari Brown getting 43. 33 went to Sanford. He was run out for 33. With 23 to Francis Mendonca, and 22 each to Gavin Wallace and Kenneth Williams. Bowling for BCC Ignite. Ricky Nair got 2 for 34 and Zachary Sattar getting 2 for 38. So I guess Zachary didn't keep in that game. Normally he could keep. Now the other final was with Titans versus South Florida Sunrisers. Titans made a poll 316, the top score being 29 to Prateek Singh. And Ojeda getting 27. Bowling for South Florida Sunrisers, there's two bowlers who got 3 wickets. Nad Anthan getting 3 for 24, and Mark Chavarupu getting 3 for 28. When they batted, they easily chased down that total. They made 117 for 4 and 16.4 overs. With Ashok getting 54, 26 to BJ. 26 not out. So I must say congratulations to both teams. To both teams and winning their respective division. You know, last week the Florida Ignite Cricket kicks off last week, Tiber, with some six game, you know, played last week. The Lauderdale is normally at T20, but it's now has a different format. It's now at T10. And this weekend will be three more matches. Team USA versus India, that starts at 5 p.m. Pakistan versus Jamaica, that's at 6:45. And Ghana versus World 11, and that's at 8:20 at the Lauderdale Sports Park over there off of Oakland Park. I think the address is 7000 Oakland Park Boulevard. It's the Lauderdale Sports Complex. So people get involved. And we also had last week, however, the college game was played down in the college championship was played down in last week also. So we had lots of cricket that's been played. We have bumper ball cricket that is back, played last night at over there in Haswell Park. The softball cricket, bumper ball cricket, you know, was played last night also. So the cricket season is heating up. Now, I think next will come up is the T20 tournament. The start, I think maybe somewhere early April, I'm not sure. But I think, yes. Now, for the Easter weekend, the Knights will take a break. And just to bring you update to the score, South Africa is 52-3, 5 overs. So they are motoring along there in that game. So that's what's happening to cricket. Not happening sports down here. Locally, you know, and internationally. So until next week, Ivor, we'll talk again. Hey, I would like to say to the fans for tuning in to Saturday morning show. I let Cardinal comes along to greet his many fans. They're all over.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for that, David. Yes, indeed. We had it comprehensive. We had it international, regional, and locally. I want to say congratulations to BCC, Ricky Nair, Dave, and Zap, two future players, present and future, I should say. They dominated both with bat and ball there in the finals, from our reports. So, all hail to that team, well-oiled team. I see even Elvis getting in on the act there too, my boy. And I just wish that the league can come together and they have this one unified tournament. But anyway, it is what it is at this time. Okay, West Indies, they're up against West Outfield, first ODI, first 2020. And for the listeners, Leeward Island would have lost the first wicket here this morning. Hodge just went there, LBW, for some 50-odd runs. So I think somebody's going to win this match unless people decide to bat on up until after lunch and score at least, give them at least 400 runs to make in sessions. So it's a one first day, like you started saying, David, in that match. Well, Lee was getting the better of the first inning. It's headed where someone should be able to come up trumps. But the wicket is, the pitch is playing low, so I don't know. If they can get 200 runs, I think that would be in a spot of bother.
South Africa now is 57-4 Ivan. So I lost another wicket there.
Oh, okay. So
started card.
Yeah, it was on to the Leeward Island match. So I didn't check in with them in a while.
There's,
okay. Any newcomers? Any new?
George Spain and Cotterell are the wicket takers so far. I was so. All got a wicket each. So 5.4 overs gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
The team's going at about 10 runs and over. Pretty at a pretty healthy rate. But they're losing wickets. So these two batsmen after Miller. Last since there, so they don't have to start over. We can get in a few overs there. You know, we can make some inroads there. So let's hope we can get some more quick wickets to slow them down and whatever they are doing there. So the team was Mayers, King, Case, Charles, Grant, Powell, Shepherd, Smith, Hussein, Joseph, and Harper. That's the team that is playing this morning.
Yeah. Well, Odie Smith has to come up, man. He's been found wanted here for a little bit now, for a while.
Yeah. Well, so far he has 1 for 8 from his over so far, 1 for 8. So. I guess Mario Shepherd bowled over for no 7 runs. And Joseph bowled 1 for 15. Akeem Hussein bowled 2 overs for 28. So it's very, very expensive there. He and Joseph, very expensive in their overs. Maxwell bowled 1 for 2. I guess they're 11 overs, so there may be 2 overs apiece. With 1 person can bowl 3, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's make way for the big man, Cardinal. He's working way down from Bishop to Cardinal, so we have to move, get out of the way for the big man, because shortly we'll be having Don and Debbie coming in with the Antique Care. Cardinal, good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David. And good morning to all the fans.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. It's pretty sunny here and warm, but breezy. So we have a great day going here in the Virgin Islands, and I suspect the rest of the Caribbean. I haven't heard any rain or anything like, you know, that would stop you from going outdoors, but even if it is, you know, this is our dry season, so the rain is welcome. But we got good sunshine, strong sunshine with good breeze, so we're still happy with that. Okay, let me say, step right in and start to greet the many special fans beginning up in New York. Let me say good morning to Motris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bumsy Nisbet. And let me hope that their weather up that way is getting as good as ours. At least something that they say they can enjoy. Let me say good morning to the people over in St. Martin, Irma Thompson. And like I say, they're going to be gearing up with the carnival coming up real soon. And let me say good morning also to Carlos over there, and all the other fans in St. Martin. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette and all the fans there in St. Kitts. And, well, I'm not sure what they're getting for. Maybe they're going to sail across to St. Martin sometime in the next couple of weeks to share in the carnival celebration. Let's hope that they do. Going over to Nevis, I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And I'm also going to say good morning to my good friend Earl Sargent, who is a constant listener, and I recall it's a contributor to our Saturday morning, to the Saturday morning entertainment show. I got to say good morning to the my classmate who is still vacationing on St. Croix, in Nevis. Maybe I do want her to come vacation. She's still vacationing in Nevis and having a great time. Good morning, Cecilia. And hoping that you are in with us. She gives us a couple of tips on what's going on in cricket over there in Nevis sometimes. And hope a couple more tips are there for us. Because I understand that right now, they're the inter-primary athletics, but also the high school, the inter-high school athletics. So there's a lot of activity going on over there in sports. Maybe someone can tip us in and let us know some of the results and some of the people who are looking good. There are also some students who left the state to enter the Carista game. Since it's a Nevis team, is going to be attending the Carista games. Maybe somebody can give us a little note on what's going on in that arena. Let me go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And like I say, Omel is not happy about where Liverpool is. And I hope you don't think it's David's fault, because Ivor might have whispered something to her. Saying that if you notice, since David is leading the sport, how Liverpool has fallen low. So I'm hoping that I'm having a convincer that it's David's fault, but Liverpool is running a little bit lower than she expected it to. Good morning, Omel. Hoping that you're having a great day. Good morning, Michelle, over there in the UK, and hoping that you're having a great morning with us. I'm going to see if I can spare you one of his better calypso. She wants to hear calypso every morning that she comes on. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning to the people in the UK. I'm going to come across the channel and say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother Malik, and little sister Penaya. Hoping that you're having a great time there in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And we wish the brother the best. Hoping for the best that he comes to. That's why we really want to hear some new music, but we know the challenges, and we're hanging in there with you. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest, and anyway, I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way, by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. I'm hoping that you, Cutner, is keeping up with what how Leeward Islands are doing, because I know Cutner going to want to pick his team for the West Indies and there to see who's going to be playing for West Indies from the Leeward Islands so that he can watch or listen. Good morning, Cutner. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Barbara, Yvette, Monique, and hoping that you too are having fun with us this morning. You've got sunshine if you're cold. I didn't hear Ivor say anything about the cold these days, but you know, he might be coming from a different place. So, if you are, join us here. We've always got the warmth. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne, over there in Melbourne. And as usual, she keeps me smiling with little funny jokes. Some of them I can't tell you, but she keeps me smiling. I hope that she continues to smile. I keep that grin. Sometimes it's mischievous, but it's great to think about. Good morning, Yvonne. And you got a couple more days to celebrate your birthday. So hang in there with it. And good morning to Kathleen, the inspiration of our favorite fan. Hoping that you're having a great day as well. And with that said, good morning to all fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Come on in and join us, because I've got a great show for you. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, indeed. All right, folks. Well, we're standing by in another 7 minutes or so for the Antigua Cheer. So we're standing by for that. So you said soccer time coming in for Omel. I haven't heard from Lynette this morning, but she, somebody told me, she said that you don't really have nothing much to do with you guys now. Don't know what you mean by that. Oh,
they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and a place that
hoping that you would be grateful enough to lend a hand
to them in whatever way you can. Money, gifts, clothes, food, and whatever you can to keep their efforts going. It's not an easy task. It's an unpaid job. And so I just have to say this on their behalf just to commend their valiant efforts. Back to you, Eva.
For you.
Yeah, what about now? Kind of, we're going to go into birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. So we're going to ask someone new.
I have a score update for you.
Update, yes, come on in. We did the update.
Yes, what wasn't clear at the start was that the match has been reduced to 11 overs. I'm not sure if that came through earlier. It's just an 11 overs match. And the South Africa is 100 for 6 in 9.4 overs. So that's the latest.
112. Latest is 112. And one over to go.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, we didn't make mention it was a 11 over match. You're right with that. Yeah, because of without field and all the good stuff. So it's still a decent score. You know, by all reckoning. So.
Yes.
And Lee with the fly, mm-hmm. dropping like flies too. They themselves, what do you call it? They're self-destructing. So, I guess Windward Island, they stand a good chance of winning this one outright, having fell short in the first inning. But
They started the day, I guess, at 99 for 6, I believe.
For 5.
With Monson Hunt, 99 for 5, yeah. Monson Hunt, 6, still at the wicket. And most of your frontline batsmen are gone. There was still the hope for Jeremiah Lewis. And I don't think Colin Archibald is playing this one, is he?
Yes, Archibald is playing.
Okay,
Panwal is gone too.
Panwal is gone. Yeah. There's still hope. It's Jeremiah Lewis and Colin Archibald are back there. We can hope for something.
Too much time left in the match, but the wicket is playing low, man. But I thought you were getting some licks in this last over, man. They really. Him to pieces in his last over here. They would have scored in, 360s in that over. Now, I don't know why they allowed Smith to finish it. I don't have a lot of confidence in Smith. Now he's giving runs like nobody business again, the same thing.
Oh, in the last Smith likes the ball about shot. It's kind of a Russell. It's quicker than Russell.
Yeah,
but you know when you bowling sharp ball, you got to target a man's chest and his ribs and his hip. He doesn't do that. He bowls quick.
Whatever he's doing, not working because his first delivery was full and wide outside. The arm was clubbed for 4 into the cover point, and the second one, like you were saying, dug in short on leg stump, and you know what happened. Hit for 4. His third delivery, Miller is on a roll. 6 more. For the last 4 overs here, man, I'm telling you, we're put to the sword. 126 for 6.
Okay.
So, with 3 deliveries left. Yeah. But I said, Smith have to come good. He's not coming good in neither the ODI nor 2020 to me.
I saw they brought in Akeem Sanders, and I'm wondering what happened to Terrence Ward, because Akeem Sanders is like a shy hope. I mean, it seems as if he plays well when he's playing at the local level, but he has not made it in regional cricket at any point.
What about in Nigeria? Karima Goh.
Karima Goh, he made 93.
And debut, yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think he wants to go for the West Indies, because he's born in the U.S.
I thought he was from Antigua.
His parents are from Antigua, but he was born in the U.S. He had played for the U.S. before. He's something like the leg spinner guy there, Walsh. They can play for the U.S., but I guess their hopes and dreams and aspirations is to play for the West Indies. Oh, it's been get Miller out. Mm-hmm. 48 from 22 deliveries. I think the damage has already been done, though.
Okay, let me just get into the birthdays and anniversaries before.
Yeah, go on in. Yes.
Before I get to my comments. Okay. This is March 25th. These are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Harun Rashid Imran Abbas Basit Khan out of Pakistan, out of India. Yuvraj Singh, Ashok Linda, and Ashish Kapoor out of Australia, Ross Duncan, Bryce McCain, and Meg Lennon, female cricketer. Out of England, Maurice Bird, Evelyn Wilson, Bill Lockwood. Out of Zimbabwe, Friday Castini. Out of Scotland, Neil McCrae. Out of New Zealand, Brook Walker, Ryan Duffy. Out of Canada, Junaid Sadiq. Out of Denmark, Thomas Hansen. Out of the West Indies, Terrell Burbal. Out of Trinidad and Tobago. Today is the birthday of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. She was born in 1942 and died in 2018, just a recent loss. Roxana Elton John is also has a birthday today. TV actress Sarah Jessica Parker has a birthday today. Basketball player Kyle Lowry has a birthday today. Give me a break here. Okay. Today is the birthday of race car driver Danica Patrick, female race car driver. Lee Pace, a TV actor. Big Sean, a rapper. Comedian actor Chris Redd, out of TV's Saturday Night Live. Former astronaut James Lovell. He's 94 today. Actor Lance Alonzo is 51. Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Glavin. Ukrainian former two-time world heavyweight boxing champion is 47. American journalist Howard Cosell of Monday Night Football. His birthday is today. Arthur Wynn, Jamaican Olympian athlete. His birthday is today. American feminist and publisher of Ms. Magazine. Today is 89. American singer Anita Bryan is 83. American female sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson, 23-year-old. Her birthday is today. The first Easter according to the calendar, making Dionysius. His birthday is today. King Richard Lionheart, Richard III of England, known as Richard Lionheart, his birthday is today. This is when he was wounded by a crossbow while fighting in France that led to his death on April 6th. In 1584, English explorer Walter Raleigh renews Humphrey Gilbert's patent to explore North America. In 1740, construction begins on evangelist George Whitfield's Bethesda orphanage in Georgia. In 1807, British Parliament abolishes the slave trade through the British Empire. A penalty of $120, £120 per slave was introduced for ship captains who violated the order to stop trading in African people. In 1807, I thought that was it. In 1807, the first pay-paying passenger railway service in the world is established at Ulstermouth Railway in Swansea, Wales. In 1857, Frederick Langenheim takes the first photo of a solar eclipse. In 1863, the first U.S. Army Medal of Honor awarded to six Army soldiers by U.S. Secretary of State Edwin Stanton in Washington. In 1882, the first demonstration of pancake making held at a department store in New York City. In 1889, South Africa becomes the third nation to play test cricket. It had its debut against England and it won by 8 wickets. In 1915, the first submarine disaster, a U.S. F-4 sinks off the Hawaii, killing 21. In 1926, Francisco Franco becomes Spain's youngest general at 34 years old. He would later become prime minister. In 1930, brilliant twin towns by George Headley. And today, 114 and 112 in his third test win against England at Georgetown. The Scottsboro Boys. 9 African Americans arrested in Alabama falsely accused of raping a white woman. They were executed in 1939. Billboard magazine introduced its hillbilly country music chart. In 1948, communists seized control of Czechoslovakia. Government and Clement Gottwald becomes premier. In 1951, the first Pan-American Games opens in Buenos Aires, Argentina. In 1962, Mike O'Hara completes a record of 97 marathons. In 1965, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. travels into state capital in Montgomery, Alabama, in what was to become the Selma to Alabama March. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later. That happened in 1965. In 1996, the European Union Veterinarian Committee bans the export of British beef and its byproducts as a result of mad cow disease. The Rolling Stones perform a free outdoor concert in Havana, Cuba, before an estimated 500,000 people. In 2018, the first scheduled non-stop flight between Australia and the UK leaves Perth or Heathrow in London and arrives 17 hours later. In 2020, Spain's death toll from COVID-19 overtakes China's at 3,434 to become then the second worldwide behind Italy with 7,503 deaths with a worldwide total of 20,836 deaths. So I guess COVID was small compared to other plagues. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, March 25th. Back to you, Eva.
Yes, indeed. I want to thank you for that. Compliment my Ubi son, Mr. Audley Watson. So the latest score, South Africa, they made it to 131-8 from the allotted 11 overs. So almost 12 runs and over. can we overhaul 132 for victory? That is the answer. That is the question. I don't know. David will have other ideas. He said that piece of cake, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, maybe. I think that's going to be a tall order by any stretch of the imagination. That's my guess on that. So, kind of let's try to get your commentary out the way because Dung's on 11 past 5, and I would really like to, I started this morning, talk about the recommendation over there in San Francisco about the reparation for black people, because the problem I have there is that it is just a recommendation, and the committee, they have no authority to implement that recommendation. So it sounds good, but let's get the commentary. If it's surrounding that, so much the better. Yeah. That you can have a little discussion in it. I think Dennis is eagerly awaiting to pounce. And this was on CNN also, so let's see if, because it was on CNN, if we'd have a little push from them, you know, that's a reputable media house outlet. So let's see where it goes from here. But it sounds good. I mean, a house for a dollar, it sounds too good to be true. But come on in.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. You know, in 1963, we had a march. It was called the March on Washington. And for the rights of black people, the United States responded by providing what it called civil rights, which included the Voting Rights Act. However, there had to be another march, because even though the law had been prescribed and implemented, it was not being enforced. So you had to march again. It's events like this that give me a kind of a distaste for marching protest. Sounds to me like you're just wearing out your shoes. Now, this particular march, today marks the date that Martin Luther King led a 54-mile march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, which was the capital, again, to protest against the violence that they had been subjected to by state officials and local residents in the attempt to galvanize people to vote. So the Voting Rights Act had been passed. This is 1965. The Civil Rights Act had been passed in 1964. They had marched to Washington in 1963. And here again, they're needing to march from a 54-mile stretch from Selma to Alabama straight. Now, that's what, two marathons? Call it that. But then you look around today, and we are still marching. That's a lot of shoes to wear out. That's a lot of energy to burn. This seems to be that the results are the same as they were in 1963. Because you remember, right after the march in 1963, that was in August of 1963, in September of 1963, a church was bombed. The 16th Street Baptist Church was bombed. And nobody was prosecuted until years later. Four little girls lost their lives. That's 1963. In 1965, people lost their lives, including a Mr. Jackson, who was shot by police during a march. Okay? So, we have all this marching going on, and we still have all these people being killed needlessly. So I am questioning what is the impact and importance of these marches. We still have the Black Lives Matter movement doing its marches as reactions to every black man who gets killed. But yet, black men are being killed injudiciously, wantonly. Black men are still being tossed into jail injudiciously. I should say black people are being killed. Black people are still being tossed into jail injudiciously, convicted without having committed a crime consistently, being let out of jail after 30, 40 years later. You find out they didn't do anything after all, but you have already taken 40, 30, 40 years of their life. So I'm saying, as we look at the anniversary of this long march, probably the longest in the history of the civil rights movement, we have to really sit down and consider what is marching worth. I take exception to wearing out my shoes. Not that I don't understand why people need to expend the energy to do something, but I take exception. I would take exception. I'm not going to march. There are people who want to march. I'm just saying I would take exception to wearing out my shoes needlessly, and I think that's what a lot of people. Because in this march from Selma to Alabama, it was inspired by something called a Bloody Sunday, where people marching in protest were attacked by state troopers as they crossed what is called the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And that is where a former congressman, John Lewis, was brutally beaten. And this was played out on television. So the George Floyd affair in 2020 is not the first time that we see this savagery being orchestrated against black people. Yes, George Floyd is in his grave, and John Lewis got promoted to somewhere in Congress. But the offensive continue despite the marches, despite the protest marches. Dave Ida, that's my thought.
No doom.
One
have pity on those who stand Now, those were an awful lot of eligibility, so
It doesn't say you have to show or prove all of the above or just one of the above. Nonetheless, these are factors and things that needs to be cleared up. Of course, the plan and recommendation was criticized by the chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party. The $5 million, he said, would result in financial trouble for the city of San Francisco. It is unclear how the committee determined the amount, he said, because no detailed calculation was ever given. And this is no way to do this reparation business. If it is passed by the supervisors, it will be challenged in court. Now, a final note from the report in CNN is that in Evanston, Illinois, eligible residents received $25,000 to put towards a down payment on a home mortgage or home repairs. So that's the Illinois version of reparation for Black people. So there is the background. We can probably discuss it from this particular point onward. It's back to you there, Ivan.
Good, good. Colonel, come on.
See, the thing is that I'm not getting into what anybody thinks about whether this plan is good or bad. What my focus is that somebody has drawn up a plan which to me seems equitable. And I'm saying that because I know that whatever people of African ancestry do to elevate themselves, there is going to be opposition. There is even going to be violence. So I expect that. I expect that there is going to be opposition even from within what we call the Black collective. Because there's an African proverb that says, without the enemy within, the enemy outside cannot hurt you. Now, the thing about this is that reparations have been on the table for over 50 years. Sometimes it's being shut down by those who have a responsibility to finance the repair, and sometimes it's shut down by those who should be the beneficiaries of a repair process. But one of the salient questions that has been asked is, how do we calculate it and how do we get it done? So the fact that San Francisco, and this is just a city, the fact that San Francisco or the committee in San Francisco can come up with a framework, a plan, shows that all of this shenanigans about how it's going to be done and how it's going to be calculated has been nothing more than a period of resistance and shop talk and hot air. You injure a man, you're supposed to compensate him for that injury. You do damage to our people, you're supposed to finance their repairs. The other thing that I'm going to look at, a lot of Black people have been looking at this like, oh yeah, we want reparations, because they think that this is going to be a financial payout so that I can take my money and run. That would be a terrible mistake, because when you and I were growing up, Ivor, and hearing Proverbs, we heard that a fool and his money are soon parted. So part of this repair includes the mental and psychological repair of Black people. Up to this day, we are suffering traumas. You know, some of the resistance we hear is that from the people who are supposed to be financing this repair, they're saying, well, I wasn't there. My family didn't have slaves. I wasn't there when this happened. You are the beneficiary of it. and you preserve the consequences of it. So how could you not be liable? That's the question. Now, and there are so many of us who are willing to endorse those arguments, but only those people who are confined to the whips and chains are deserving of reparations, and they are dead. They are no longer here. The people who inflicted the chains and the whips, they are also dead, and they are no longer here. So there's nobody who is deserving of that reparation. And that, to me, is a whole load of nonsense. In 2020, George Floyd was murdered in front of the world. And even those people, the little girl who took the picture, who took the film, remember, she said, look, after I took that film, I didn't look again. I went home and I couldn't sleep for weeks. She was traumatized. Those of us who looked at the trial saw the 60-something-year-old man, and he broke down on the stand. He was traumatized. And it's not just about the city of San Francisco. It's about Britain, France, Holland, Portugal, and all of those, the European Union, the UK, whoever, the Americas, or I should say the United States, Canada, they got to pay their share for financing the repair of our people, both on this end of the world and in Africa. It is their responsibility. Nothing named justice can happen unless they do that. So George Floyd's murder, we looked at it, we witnessed it. We became witnesses to it because of the skill and presence of mind of the young lady, Daniela Fraser. I mean, she should have won one of those prizes those video people and photographers don't get. I don't know if she got that prize, but she deserved it. You know, we looked at it, and all of us know, even though some of us will deny it, all of us know that the murder of George Floyd exemplifies the depravity through which white people shape their relationship and interaction with black people for centuries, and that continues up until today. There's a lot to be repaired. And most of all, we need mental and psychological repair. Bob Marley, like I said, died 42 years ago. And he just does this one little thing. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. And we have not been able, we listen to the music, we dance to it, we recite it, but we as a people have not been able to take that little one statement and internalize it, even though we have heard it repeatedly. Before Bob Marley, there was the Haitian Revolution. There was Marcus Garvey. There was Kwame Nkrumah. And all of these people who are inviting us into repairing our mental and psychological condition that we suffered as a result of that experience in our interaction with Europeans and their program of slavery. So, how do you tell me now that this cannot be paid for after you've developed Lloyd's of London, the streets of London, Barclays Bank, Bank of America, and all that? How can you tell me now that this cannot be repaired? That's my thought.
I got one comeback for you here. I'm wondering if this is a misprint or if this is the actual amount, because the committee is recommending a one-time payment of $5 million to each eligible black resident. Think about it. I mean, if you're paying each resident $5 million, where would the city of San Francisco get that kind of money to pay all the black folks who are eligible? It may
let
well
them
be
figure
just,
it.
Well, yes,
let
that's
them figure
the point. But
let them figure it out.
That,
when,
that
when,
is a
when, point. When,
yes.
When the British passed their Emancipation Proclamation, they paid the planters £20 million. And didn't they figure out where they got it from?
Their planters
got paid for something that they were not owed for. £20 million.
I'm not attempting to, to pour cold water on it. I'm simply asking a question here. If it's to be, is it to be 5 million per eligible resident, or a one-time payment of 5 million to be distributed across all the groups that have been identified? That is the point I'm raising. Whether or not they have the funds or can find the funds, but if you think about it, at 5 million each, that would certainly move towards bankrupt in a city, because there'd be certainly lots of taxpayers who would object. And as the gentleman from the other party says, we will see you in court. Back to you, Ivor. Are you there?
Yeah. Okay, I thought Sano was going to respond there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, if you want to come in, Sano, come in.
No, I was giving you your chance. But
oh.
I could go on if you're not.
Yeah, because, like I said, to me, it's a recommendation. Sometimes I want to, how much is enough? How much is too much? Does money really repair the damage done? You mentioned it, take the money and run, and it's all over, and it's like all white teeth, skin teeth, last, no. The hurt is over. What is it? Some people are going to say, what is it we are getting when we were not even in the slavery? We didn't feel nothing. I don't know. And then it's the big question. Where are they supposed to get this money from? And by the time they distribute any money, even black people amongst each other are going to say discrimination, because why not all? Why are you using my circumstances not to give me what my forefathers bore? I don't know how this is going to end, if it's going to ever end. But come on, we still have the clock is going up the hill now. But
okay,
it's a good topic.
Okay. Okay, like I say, I've heard all of the objections before. But what I am admiring about the San Francisco committee, they have put in place, I'm not going to say that it's a perfect plan. They have put in place something that shows that a plan can be developed. When there's always been this salient question of, well, how do we develop a plan to address this? San Francisco has come forward and said, here, this is one way of setting up a plan to address it. And I like the response of the vice chair of the Reparations Committee. She says, centuries of systemic racism require centuries of repair. That tells us this is not a one-time payoff thing. And like I said before, the repair most definitely, and that's what I like about the position of this young lady, the repair most definitely include the mental and psychological repair of our people. Because that mentality, as I said, is the enemy within. That mentality that guides us to be loyal to a system of oppression that incorporates all dehumanization, that is our enemy. Like I say, Bob Marley invited us to destroy that enemy. But it still makes us vulnerable to our oppressor, because that is the enemy that seduces us, counsels us to be subservient to our oppressors and the system of oppression which they control. Now hear this. The law. you're going to be challenged in court. That's the fact that it will be challenged in court is something that needs to be repaired. You know what a guy told me once? A white guy told me once. He says, there cannot be any legitimate, and this is more than, you know, 30 years ago. There cannot be any compensation for slavery because slavery was legal at the time that it was being implemented. So he said, we can create a right, as white people, we can create a right in owning you as property. Now, if you do it once, we'll make you can do it again. We can create a right by law for owning you as property, and there is nothing wrong with that. That's the argument our people support. And that's dangerous. That's the enemy. When our support people support such sentiments, that it was okay because it was legal. Now, the fact that you're going to say, this is going to be challenged in court. The court is not qualified to prescribe anything in the human interest of black people. And I'm saying the courts now, as well as the court in which this matter is going to be prosecuted. Because that is my position. The courts, the institutions of Western socioculture are not qualified. Its administrators are not qualified to make decisions about black people in the interest of black people's human identity and value, in the interest of black people's human welfare. None of these institutions is qualified to do that. So the moment it's taken to the court to make that decision, that in itself is a violation of our human rights. That's not a viable or reasonable objection to the humanization of a people that has been ongoing for centuries and continues up until the present day. That's all right.
Okay, well, with just limited time, I wonder if you can just touch on a clear song first, but we'll maybe touch on the Trump. Is it an imminent arrest? Is it Trump stalling? Is it Trump invoking something again by saying he was supposed to get arrested earlier this week when nothing official came out about that? Let's unite Africa and then we'll come back, speak about it for maybe 5 minutes.
Before God and man, to see the unification.
want the whole of Africa to unite. And sometimes it's so hard for families to unite, never mind all of Africa. Yeah, well, I started asking about Donald Trump, because we know he's the subject of several major investigations. But at the same time, he's forging ahead with his 2024 campaign. So where do we go from here? We still have the hush puppy investigation out there where his attorney is serving time, now probably turning star witness against Donald Trump. Because he would have paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 on behalf of Trump, and Trump started repaying him. And then now Trump is trying to duck out of that. So where do we go from here? Is Donald Trump the front runner for the Republican Party for the 2024 presidential campaign? Is Donald Trump going to be indicted? Where are we with this? Colonel, are you one of the grand jurors?
Listen to me, Ivor. Where are we?
Yeah, because I want to be one of the...
Let me give you where are we. Where are we? Which we are you talking about? I am not concerned with how white people deal with their chickens coming home to roost. And where is Donald Trump? I am not concerned about that. I am an African. How white people deal with their chickens coming home to roost, that's their business. I'm
so
not getting involved
with
in
you
that.
There's a presidential election.
It has nothing. It has nothing to do with me. You just played Africa Unite. And I wanted to get to, but we can leave this in next week, to a comment by a scholar last week who said, on a webinar on March 1st, who says the people of color need to get away from white people and make communities with themselves and each other. That is, to me, an echo of Bob Marley's Africa Unite. And if that happens, I don't care what they do about Donald Trump. And that time, and that is my focus, that Africa Unite. I don't care what Donald Trump does. And I don't care what his fellow white people do with him. That's their business. It's none of my business.
Okay. Well, I sure must just have some business with that, because it's pinging me over here. Ping, ping. Marjorie's, we're getting very close to the end of it. You have to speak on behalf of Lynn. We haven't heard her all week. What's going on? Anybody have any report on her? David would like to know. I mean, let's see.
I would like to know too, because Lynn has been telling me all week, she is going to abandon her denial. I want to see how she gets by.
Well,
I would like to know. And 4-2.
Yes.
Okay.
I really like to get into
that. The no-show today?
She's a no-show today. Maybe she's working on it.
Obligations.
Okay. Yeah. Other obligations.
Potente.
Well, let's say happy anniversary again to Simon, because he too is enjoying his team, and Irma is enjoying their, I have to call it, a honeymoon still. Simon, how are you doing? Good day.
I'm doing very well, thank you. Listening to your discussion there, very, very interesting discussion. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful weekend and safe, and everybody be happy. And we'll be back here next week, Saturday, from 9 to 12. If I have a chance, I'll stay in. But Saturday is usually not very convenient for me, so I'll leave it at that. Have a wonderful day all, and a wonderful weekend.
All right, Simon.
Yes, Simon. I'm glad you left it at last, Simon. You don't feed Ivor with anything.
No.
Good, right.
You think Simon was really gonna come and tell me all he would have done on his anniversary? It's 58 years. Come on, man.
Right.
I don't think Simon would come and tell me.
We said it's 58. That's good enough. Simon says, okay, you could tell Marcus or you could tell me, but don't tell Iva.
Simon, they're trying to say if you tell me something, I'll put your news up on the lamppost. But anyway, it's okay. Enjoy your 58 years of marriage. Don't know. A lot of us are not going to get there. I know that one who just talked, he's not going to get there. He hasn't even started yet. So I have one on him.
Well, I got, God put me on this earth to finish a number of things. And I'm so far behind that I'm not going to leave. So you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer,
yeah.
Good answer.
Yes, well, we'll hear Simon tomorrow on the cricket show from 6 until 9. So at least by 8 o'clock, Simon will be in, and he's coming in with a good question. So already get to your encyclopedia, because Simon is going to come with a tough one tomorrow as we're going to round out March. As a matter of fact, where did March go? Wow. So,
quick point. Ivor.
Come on.
You mentioned, you know, on the Trump situation. All I can say is when you started the podcast earlier, you mentioned the, at least I think I wasn't dreaming, I heard that. You mentioned the, you know, the black folks who ended up in prison for 40-odd years without committing a crime or so on and so forth. In other words, what we're looking at the injustice there. Now, when it comes to Donald Trump, we want to see the justice. That's it. Plain and simple. We want to see the justice. You know. Now, just checking off what...
I was saying, Kyle doesn't want to know black people get the time in court, but not Donald Trump. I don't know why Kyle don't care about that, but that's for another show. I'll take him on with that. I want to see justice done for everybody, and no man is above the law.
I am.
Anyway.
I am above any law. I am above any law that seeks to dehumanize me.
Oh, okay.
Well, which law is that? Which law is that? Quote the law.
Let me name that. The supreme law of the land of the United States incorporates my dehumanization. So
which one that is?
The supreme law of the United States. And you know, every other law after that is going to fall under it. It's called, you call it the Constitution. It incorporates my dehumanization, the mechanics of my dehumanization. And every time it's interpreted, to disregard my human identity and value.
So you're actually training with the Bible then. So you're telling me that if you're going to go in something that man has written, well, what about the Bible?
No. I'm not saying something that man has written. Listen to what I said. I'm saying the supreme law of the land of the United States incorporates the mechanics of my dehumanization. So I stand above that.
Okay, well,
I stand on my human identity.
Huh? But let's stand on what the Bible says now. All men are created equal. What about that part?
What part?
All men are created equal. Why are you going to the United States Constitution? We didn't reach there yet. All men are created equal. So how can someone dehumanize you? How did you get to that part? We didn't read that book yet.
How would I get to that part?
But we got 66 books to read.
I don't understand your question either.
How did you get to that you're being dehumanized by the
Constitution?
Somebody said,
no man is above the law. And I said, I am above any law. That seeks to dehumanize me.
But that's
and you ask me which law is that? And you
Somebody
and you asked me which way is that, and I told you
the Constitution doesn't have that law in black and white.
Follow me, Ivor. Stay with me here.
I want to be right beside you because that means I'm coming behind you. Following me, I'm being led. Talk to me.
Stay with me.
Stop laughing.
Stay with me.
Is laughing.
Okay.
We have 2 minutes.
You asked me which law is it that dehumanizes me. And I said, the supreme law of the land of the United States. That's one of them. And you ask me which one is that? I name it for you. The Constitution.
But I say which line? Which line in the Constitution? You just tell me.
I don't want which line? The Constitution of the United States. Really?
And you have cardinal name in it, or are you just for everybody?
Oh, okay. I'm done. I'm done.
They say
you could lead a horse to the water, but you can't make the horse itself got to know that it's thirsty to drink. So
I don't. Yes.
You gotta,
I don't know if you're thirsty. I really don't know if you're thirsty. Okay.
Okay.
It's the Saturday morning entertainment show, and as Dennis was saying,
yes, entertainment show.
So on a Saturday morning, Dennis in his PJ is enjoying this. Marjorie, you have a minute. I'll give you a whole minute and then we take 10 seconds for us.
Say that again?
You have a minute for yourself and we'll take 10 seconds and we round out the show.
Oh, great show. I enjoyed listening to you guys going back and forth. And I learned a lot. And I learned that there's always a devil's advocate somewhere lurking around. So, Cardinal, stay strong.
Oh.
Have a good day, everyone. See you back here next week.
Did you try to say something about David, about devil's advocate somewhere lurking around or something?
Dave. Good morning, David. You see what
yes,
I mean, Cardinal?
You got to call David now. Okay.
No, because David is here. So, I know David have come to license or something like that. I mean, he doing the third couple. All right.
Dennis, you got paralyzed?
I think paralyzed. Yes. But it's a paralyzed David, man. Yeah. So we're meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock until 6 until 9. And hopefully we're not going to be having Andy Roberts tomorrow. We have to give him a breather so we can get a breather ourselves over here. 6 until 9, folks. Remember, 515-605-9850. That's the number to call. Push the 1, you'll get him. He becomes audible. And we will treat you with some great respect. Dennis, your final word.
Yes, just the West Indies 106, 20 for 5, just requiring 12 or thereabouts to win in, two overs or 1.5 overs and about 4 wickets to go. So West Indies look 16 off 11 balls with 5 wickets to go. Anyway, once again, thank you for all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And we look forward to your return visit next Saturday. But, of course, before next Saturday, join us on the Cricket Show tomorrow, Sunday, between 6 and 9 on blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. 6 p.m. tomorrow. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, Colonel.
Yes, it was entertaining, educating, and certainly I enjoy being here with you at every step of the way, even with the contractions. So, this is certain. If nothing else stops me, I'm going to be here next Saturday sharing the moment with you. And let's come around, let's celebrate. That's what we do here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Until next week, have a great week, everyone.
Yes, indeed, folks. We always encourage you to join us in the conversation and tell us what you want to talk about. Remember, your show is not just all about us. Once again, I want to thank Donna for coming in this morning. Marcus is up front. Leon led us in prayer this morning. And we did hear from Simon. Dennis in his PJs as usual. We got him up very early this morning. He waited for the cricket. It was delayed slightly because of rain, but nonetheless, he did deal with us alongside the cricket. We didn't hear from Lynette for this morning. Let's hope that everything's okay. I want to send a very special hello to Vernie on the passing of her mom earlier this week. May her soul rest in eternal peace. And for those who are left to mourn with all who would have passed, even Dennis, as recent as just under a month ago, he would have buried his mom alongside Audley Watson. Even my good friend Vincent Joseph had to bury his brother, our classmate Myrna Walwin over there in Nevis, Newcastle. She too would have gone on. Tal Walt out of Nevis, a former politician. UL Swanston, he passed away last week as well. So for all those who left the moon, we want to wish them all the best and stay in God's grace. Be strong, knowing that we're here for a time. As my mother would always say, you're born, you live, you're dead. So, folks, that's where we're going to be ending the show this morning. 563-999-3693, that's the number to call. For those who did not listen to the live, you can always go into the archive at blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. So until next week, adios, and may the rest of the day be the very best of your day. I want to say a pleasant good morning to my wife, Barbara, who is just now getting up. I don't know if she had a really hard night, empathizing hard night. Have a good day, folks.